Margaret was carried off and later returned when the family dispute was resolved, but she had shown herself to be of a rather tough metal. This story is not what most people expect when they think of women in the Middle Ages. The image that springs to mind is a damsel in distress who sits in a high tower wearing a traffic cone for a hat, and who waits for a knight to rescue her from her captors. Once freed by this knight, she is shoved into a forced marriage, breeds sons for her husband, and keeps her mouth shut in public. If not, she is scorned by the village for the sin of being a woman that expresses independent thought. If she continues in her mortal sin, the male priests consent to have her burned at the stake as a witch, because that is what people did in the Dark Ages. If our hypothetical woman was of a lower social standing, or a peasant, in this imaginary medieval world, then she had absolutely no legal rights. Other community members regarded her as much as they did the livestock, a piece of property to be bought and sold. If she were beaten, enslaved, tortured, or killed, then kings and church leaders turned a blind eye. They considered her at best a necessary component for procreation.